Now, the subject is still on the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. But this time, we read about how the Lord Jesus had to show himself again to the disciples in the Sea of Tiberias, which is another name for the Sea of Galilee. Now, we take a look at this whole idea. Let's recall, one, the Lord Jesus appeared to Mary Magdalene. Two, he appeared to a group of disciples without Thomas being there. Three, this time he appeared to all 11 of them and Thomas was there. Now, if we were to count this, it would be another occasion. So after these things had happened, the Lord had given them peace, give them a commission. He sends them out. They had a foretaste of the Holy Spirit's power. And all of these things were experienced wonderfully. Problem is that there were deep-seated problems inside their hearts. And the Lord knew all of these things here. So he had to go and reach out to them in a very special way. So the first appearance for Mary, it seemed to be enough. But for the men disciples, first time together with disciples, second time together with Thomas, and this time round, he has got to meet up with them all for different reasons, for different occasions, for different purposes. Let's take a look at this one. Well, the scenario is set for us. Simon Peter, Thomas called the twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, James and John, and two others. We don't know who they are, but they're disciples, they were together. And so as they sat and talked together, Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." Now, this is something that we need to look at very, very carefully, what he really meant. He was not going to just, I'm just taking a day out, I'm taking a break, I'm going fishing. He's not talking to that kind of fishing. This kind of fishing is with nets. And nobody goes out there to just take out some nets for an occasion, for an outing. Basically, he was saying, "I am going back to my fishing work. I'm done with following the Lord Jesus as an apostle, and I am just going to go back to my old fishing job." Problem. The others said to him, now, this is interesting. So the whole lot of them, "We are going with you also." So now we have a whole list of them. And that's something that we need to look at. This group of fishermen, Peter, Thomas the twin, two, Nathanael, three, James, John, four, five. And then you have two others. So you literally have more than half of the group of the former 12 wanting to quit and go back to their old profession. But obviously, it was an uncalled for thing to do. This is not a very wise or good decision made by them at any time. So the Lord had to address this problem, obviously. Now, we take a look at some of the reasons why the Lord ministered to them after his resurrection. I mean, he should have gone back to his to heaven forever. But no, he had to come back to earth to minister. One, to offer proof. He had told them that he would die, but he would rise on the third day. But they didn't really fully understand that, nor did they believe that. And so he had to manifest himself as a living proof. So one reason, proof. Two, to clear doubts. And the doubts were deep-seated. The doubts were many, right? So again and again, the Lord had to come to clear doubts. The risen Lord had to come back. And then to deepen knowledge, obviously, right? So we read in Luke 24, he spoke to one man called Clopas with another disciple, a name that could have been his wife, Mary, the wife of Clopas. We don't know, but we do know that they knew the basic facts of the faith. They knew that the Lord Jesus was crucified, that he died, And then they spoke about how he rose from the dead and was seen by the disciples, but they didn't really understand all of that. So the Lord appeared to deepen knowledge. Right? This is important. The Holy Spirit had not been poured out yet, but they have to know that the Spirit's ministry is real and powerful. And so the Lord had to breathe on them, the Spirit, to give them an experience, an idea of what that meant. So the Lord had to be there. And of course, their faith needs to be strengthened. And this is important. There was no question that the faith was genuine, but it was rather basic. The challenge is to have a strengthened faith, right? And then, of course, to restore faith to its full strength. There was flagging commitment, even though the Lord said, as the Father has sent me, I send you. And they were still behind locked doors, shut doors, even though he had said that and experienced the power of the Spirit of God. So obviously, flagging commitments must be addressed. Impaired relationship must also be improved. And this is important for the Lord to deal with, because only he can deal with things like that. So there was a major problem coming up. The core group of disciples, named apostles, were to leave, it is going to create a lot of repercussions on all other believers, right? And they are going to be wondering, if these are the leaders, these are the apostles, and they still haven't got their act together, they still have got problems, well, the Lord has to deal with these things. So how did the Lord decide to go about doing it? Well, since Peter said, I'm going back fishing, and the rest of them said, we go with you, well, the Lord Jesus was going to masterfully, wonderfully create another miracle. In Luke 5, we have an example of how the Lord Jesus, after he has spoken from Peter's boat, tells him, launch out into the deep and then cast your net for a great catch. And they caught a net, saw in their net, a lot of fish were caught. They had to call their partners, come and help us, because the net was just about to burst because of the huge number of fish they caught. That was recorded in Luke 5. Now we have John 20. This is a very similar kind of miracle, because the disciples had gone out. They had gone out all night, very much similar to Luke 5 incident. They had caught nothing. Now these were experienced fishermen. Even though they may have taken a three-year break, it doesn't mean they've lost their skills necessarily. However, the reality is, they didn't catch anything at all. And so the Lord Jesus was there, and John 21, he says to them, cast the net on the right side of the boat, you will find some. Right? Whether it is left side or on the right side of the boat, if the fish are not biting, the fish are not coming, they're not coming. And so these words were important. So they cast. I don't know whether they actually believe, but they cast. And now they were not able to draw it in because of the multitude of fish. In other words, it was so huge, they have difficulty hauling the net in. Therefore, that disciple whom the Lord Jesus loved said to Peter, he said, it is the Lord, right? He says, he's not just saying, I think it's the Lord, it is the Lord, because he remembered, this is the only person who can do that. Launch out into the deep, have a great catch. Launch, put a net on the right side, and you will find some. My goodness. And now when Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his outer garment, for he had removed it. Obviously, work with the inner garment so that when you want to put outer garment, you're a bit more presentable. But you want to catch fish, you don't wear the external garment, right? It's just going to get in the way. It's flowing. It's just a bit clumsy sometimes. So he just went here. And then he put it on his outer garment. And typical of Peter, he plunged into the sea. And the other disciples came in the little boat, for they were not far from land, about 200 cubits, dragging the net with fish. And as soon as they had come to land, they saw a fire of coals there and fish laid on it and bread. And then he said, well, bring some of the fish you have caught. And they and Peter went up, dragged the net to land, full of large fish, 153. There were so many, but the net was not broken. And the Lord said, come and have breakfast. And none of the disciples dared to ask, who are you? They knew this was the Lord. But what was the point of all of these things here? Right? The Lord Jesus then came, took the bread and gave it to them, and likewise the fish. And we read, this is now the third time the Lord showed himself to his disciples after he was raised from the dead. So three occasions, right? And this is something that we need to, why was this thing done at all? I think it's very, very clear what it is. The disciples need to be restored fully, okay? The faith may have been restored, but the relationship was affected. Why? Because Peter denied the Lord Jesus three times. All the other disciples, they had fled. I mean, if you were to look at it very carefully, you would think, you would understand they have lost confidence in themselves. They have lost confidence in their own courage. They were so committed. They say, we have left all, we have followed you. What do we have? Well, this was one time, that's how they spoke to the Lord. And the Lord said, you will have all of these things back a hundredfold. At the end of it all, you'll have eternal life. Wouldn't that be great? And they all had that experience. They had the relationship with the Lord Jesus. Now everything was gone. They did not know how to relate to a risen Savior. They didn't know whether they can talk to him in the same way. They didn't know how to function without the Lord there, because every day it's the Lord being with them, organize everything, go to Galilee, go to Jerusalem, go through Samaria, back to Galilee. Everything was done there. But in this particular case here, the Lord was not with them every day. And so they were at a loss as to what to do. So the lack of leadership, the lack of depth, the lack of everything was so obviously there. And the Lord had to be there all over again to manifest himself, to help them to understand how they can relate meaningfully to the Lord Jesus. And this is important. But at this point of time, their faith had to be revived further. They had to be refreshed lots more. To see that faith strengthened and deepened, that was not happening at this time. So first incident, a first manifestation, the second appearing, the third appearing, all these things were deemed necessary. The restoration of anyone's faith is always going to take longer than we think. It's not just saying, I'm sorry, I failed, I faltered. It's not saying, okay, I floundered, I give up. That's not the point. They needed to know how to rebuild this relationship, how to be restored fully, how to return to the ministry that the Lord had called them in the first place, to follow him, to become fishers of men, to go out there, preach the gospel, to go out there, to be sent as the Father had sent him, so they are sent. Right now, none of that was happening. Not only were they not preparing for the future, they were just, in fact, going to quit and go back to their old ways. And this was not going to happen as far as the Lord is concerned. And so he made these appearances, first time, second time, third time, for good reason. They needed to know that what they had in the first place, their salvation, their call to serve, the Lord's promises to them, the Spirit of God would be given to them, the power, the ministry, that all of these things were still valid. But they need to be fully restored before they can embark or they can go back to their old ministry. And that must be also our challenge. Let our faith in the risen Savior become something that will stir us, will spur us to greater activity, to greater faith in the Lord. We pray that the Lord will indeed help us to be refreshed, to be revived, and to be further strengthened, that we may take up the ministry that He has given to us to share the gospel with others effectively. Well, let's pray together. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for the Lord Jesus, His patience, His love, His perseverance, the power that was in Him to help the disciples to come back to the time when they were called and they responded. Help us to be challenged, to be refreshed, to be revived in our own hearts in the same way. Help us to be sure that we have a living and strong and vibrant relationship with our Savior, in whose name we pray. Amen.